K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Good morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. Wildcat fans, for those of you who live in KC, Missouri. Woo! What a game last night. Come from behind victory. Walk off in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Cats. Oh, man. Thought we're going to be in trouble there. Against 12th-ranked West Virginia. Not only that, of course, we have chatted about this for like 2 weeks now. West Virginia's been leading the conference there. An upset last night, game one, K-State takes it. Come from behind West Virginia, 8-7 last night there. As the Cats finally had to dig deep there to win this game. And I have said it on a show multiple times here lately, according to KC Baseball, and we talked about it on the bonus content over on the Podbean channel with Alex Aiden over there this week. K-State, you're gonna need every one of these games. What a big win last night. What a huge win last night. The confidence both of us had in the K-State beating West Virginia was up there. Because the fact that you're getting West Virginia at Twin Family State, where you have been pretty much hard to beat at home throughout the last several years in the Pete Hughes era. And Keenan O'Connor, the newcomer, Big 12 newcomer of the week this week, delivered the walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning to complete the comeback, down 7-2 in this game, and then chipped away at it, and then delivered in the bottom of the ninth inning. There's K-State there. You need all these wins. I have said it all along. You need all these wins. Of course, Alex said 2 of 3 here. I think you need all these wins here for K-State. K-State 8, 12th-ranked West Virginia goes down last night, 7. And the scoring tonight, we go check the box score. We'll first check in with Pete Hughes last night saying, quote, well, that was fun. And then he's going to continue on. That's why we all came here, the players, our staff, to win games like that in front of our community, to have a distinct home field advantage, end quote. And then we're going to continue on here and say, quote, we had every single guy on our team who hit that inning, had that mentality, and allowed us to win that last at-bat there as well. Obviously, Keenan O'Connor in the center of this comeback. We're getting into that here. Well, I already said he walked it off, but he also homered, which kind of started to tilt the momentum for K-State away from West Virginia last night there in this game. But back to the box score. Now, West Virginia started off the scoring with 3 in the fourth inning, and then they had a 4-0 lead halfway in this game. And they did score again in the eighth, in the ninth inning. They had 8 in the, no, they had 2 in the eighth and then added 1 in the ninth. You would think that, well, that's all she wrote there, but what a response here by K. This is unbelievable. K-State did not score until they were shut out in this game. They were shut out. This was going to be a walk away from the Mountaineers, and the Mountaineers got kicking themselves. They're letting this game get away. How this played out. How in the world? K-State did not score their first runs of the game to the bottom of the seventh inning. And then didn't score in the eighth. 6-run come behind inning in the ninth inning. 6. Counting them. 6 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Wildcat, hey, you don't care this momentum the rest of the weekend. I don't know what is. Yeah, as well, K-State, they were definitely in trouble in this game, and they somehow dug deep, found a way to win this game. K-State, your winning team, Wildcat Nation, 8 runs, 13 hits in the air. West Virginia, 7 runs on 11 hits in an air in this game. Tyrell gets the decision, gets the victory, a critical win for K-State in this juncture, getting this type of win. In this part, late in the year, where you need all the wins you can get at this point, with Cincinnati breathing down your neck for what could be a chance for a regional outside of the Big 12 championship or championship, Big 12 tournament. Yeah, Big 12 championship, whatever you want to call it there as well. Carson Ettridge receives his first loss of 2025 in this ball game here. Jacob Frost, 6 2/3 innings pitched last night. And you got all your resources last night. You have all your resources pretty much for the weekend. Only two pitches used for K-State last night. So, Pete Hughes, I've been getting after him using too many pitchers. Well, now you have all these pitchers at your disposal for the rest of the weekend against the Mountaineers. So, at least, hey, Jacob Frost almost went 7 innings, only 6 2/3, 9 hits, 4 runs, all those were earned. Didn't walk anybody, but did strike out 9 West Virginia Mountaineers. Ty Rule cleaned up the rest, 2 1/3, 2 hits, charged with 3 runs, 2 of those were earned, 2 walks, and a strikeout. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is K-State with an epic 9th inning rally to beat West Virginia, 12th-ranked West Virginia, the Big 12 leaders, 8-7 in a 9th inning. Unbelievable comeback in Manhattan, Kansas last night. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Here, let me see if I can find the little. Okay, yeah, so Keegan O'Connor went deep to start the rally. And then Barrett Matlack also added in another home run there as well in this ball game here. Shantiro, 1-for-3 in the ball game. My guy, 1-for-3 in this game. Nick English, haven't heard his name in quite a while. Or I haven't seen his name in a while in the lineup. He went 1-for-3 in this ball game. Keegan O'Connor, 2 massive hits. But proved to be the turning point in the difference in this ball game there. Also, D. Kennedy played third. Hit, looking at this lineup here. Wow. D. Kennedy, 3 hits in this ball game, 3-for-4. AJ Isovasco, 2-for-3. Barrett Matlack, 2-for-4 with his home run there. Caden Carl came on the pitch hit later on in this ball game. David Bishop went 0-for-3. Sam Flores. So Pete Hughes went, as far as the lineup goes, used every bit of his disposal last night there. I tried to get something going, and it paid off dividends there last night with probably up to right now. K-State will have a chance later on this afternoon to get the series win away from West Virginia, 12th-ranked West Virginia, I should say there, as well in this game. So a golden, massive opportunity for K-State, who got the 29th win last night. 2025 to take the series away from West Virginia there. We're going to check the standings now for while we have y'all for a moment here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, just a massive win last night. K-State was dead to rights. and like we shouldn't rally back there to win in the 9th inning, scoring 6 runs in the 9th inning and a tremendous comeback there. West Virginia still leads 18-5 on the year now. They're at TCU 17-9. K-State, you're now 2 games up. Really, 2.5 if you look at it, because Cincinnati lost last night. So that's huge. That is huge there. And now you're locked up with Arizona for the 5th. Hang on a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sick. Yeah, so right now, heading into game 2 this afternoon, later on this afternoon, K-State, you're tied for Arizona for a sole position to 5th. You're a game back of Kansas for 4th. So that's ginormous. So again, you need all of these wins now. You're in a traffic jam between Arizona State and you go back up to Arizona State, 16-9. So you're K-State. You want to win all. I go off deep end and say you need all these games. You cannot have a setback, any type of setback at this juncture, especially if you're a team fighting to try to get one of those last regional spots after the Big 12 tournament is over. So there's that. So wow, what a last 10 hours or whatever you want to call it, 10, 12 hours. K-State was in trouble. We all thought, oh, here we go. We're going to lose this game. But the team, the players, if this doesn't carry into the rest of the weekend, I don't know what is. What a win last night. And not only that, you continue to keep your home field advantage dominance among the Big 12 there for Kansas State baseball. What a win last night. So game two, 4 o'clock later on this afternoon, as K-State will look to take the series away from West Virginia there. First pitch after 4 o'clock. And, of course, game three, that's tomorrow. But right now, the important part, right now, game two, later on this afternoon, Manhattan, Kansas, the K-State looks to take the series away from the Big 12 leaders. And keep this in mind. We'll leave you with this. I'll leave you with this, folks. K-State, 4-2 this year against ranked opponents, including, which includes a 2-2 mark against teams in D1 baseball rankings. So, K-State, well, we got 2 more games against West Virginia, so we don't want to jinx it, but that's coming into this game as well. So, K-State, Pete Hughes, Keegan O'Connor, again, I said it early on in the week when talking about him in his first weekly Big 12 award. He has been absolutely raking since really the second half of the season. He has been amazing for K-State, and he's one of the reasons why that K-State is still alive for a regional spot right now. K-State 29-20, winning last night, coming from a high fashion in the ninth inning, most of it in the ninth inning against 12th-ranked West Virginia. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Again, go hit that subscribe button, like button, tap that alarm bell every time we post content daily, including this weekend, including right now. Well, I'm going to do this right now before I get going with the rest of my Saturday. Y'all will be first to know about it. Again, I mentioned the Podbean app. Early in this episode, myself and Alex Aiden will be back on Monday night for sure. We recorded an episode this past week, so go check that out as well. Greer380's podcast over there. And, of course, tell one big K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State, 8. 12th ranked West Virginia, 7. The Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer. All things K-State sports.